I'd like to call the City of Franklin Plan Commission meeting for June 7th, 2018 to order. Could I have a roll call, please?
Mayor Olson.
Is excused.
Commissioner Hogan.
Here.
Commissioner Burkhart.
Here.
Commissioner Haley.
Here.
Commissioner Morrow.
Here.
Alderman Dandrea.
Here.
Commissioner Fowler.
Here.
Just for the record, I will only vote to break a tie. Okay. Let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's not council. You're the presiding officer. You can vote to affect the result.
Oh, okay. In this capacity, I won't be in the position as acting mayor, but I will be, if I need to vote to change a position, I can do so, and that's the position I will take. I'll need an approval for the minutes of May 17th.
Move approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? The vote is 5 in favor, none against. What we're going to do is we're going to go through C1 and C2, and then I'm going to move over to items of business matters and cover Section D, and then we'll come back to the main section of the meeting. Hopefully in our analysis we believe that we can come up with a decision on those rather quickly. So C1 is McDonald's restaurant remodel and site work. A public hearing is scheduled for this meeting. Nick, are you going to read the public hearing?
Yes. Notice hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, June 7th, 2018 at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by McDonald's USA LLC for an amendment to a special use permit for remodeling the interior public areas and the entire exterior of the existing McDonald's restaurant, construction of a small addition to the building along the drive-through on the south side of the restaurant, replacement of the pavement and restriping the area around the perimeter of the building, additional landscape plantings, and revision of the accessible entrance upon property zone B3 Community Business District, located at 7501 West Rawson Avenue.
Thank you, Nick. Mr. Deedle, are you going to provide us with some highlights on this project?
Sure. Those public hearing notices are pretty detailed, so there's not too much more I can add. Elevations of the proposed changes are up on the screen in front of us. It's an existing McDonald's, so they are just making some exterior changes. They are making interior changes as well, although Plan Commission doesn't review those. That just goes to the Building Inspection Department. So staff is going to be recommending approval of these changes. The other thing I could mention in passing is the landscape surface ratio for this property does not currently meet the B3 zoning district standards, but it never has. They're not making any significant change to the impervious surface areas, increasing anything. So staff is not requiring them or recommending that they make any changes in that regard. We would wait until they would do something more substantial. At that point, then we would consider it.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Mr. Deal. Okay, at this moment, I'd like to open up the public hearing for the McDonald's restaurant remodeling and site work. Is there anyone out that would like to have questions, concerns, add any input? Seeing none, I will close the public hearing for the McDonald's restaurant. Now, are there any questions on behalf of the commission? Mr. Fowler.
Just one comment. It just seems, Joe, that the McDonald's is doing adding accessibility to the site as well, so I'd like to commend them on their adding that accessibility, kind of connecting for the ADA. I just think it's a good thing.
Any other questions? Seeing none of the commission, I've got a motion, a special use amendment, public hearing continued. A motion to recommend approval of a special use amendment to allow for restaurant building remodeling and site work for the existing McDonald's drive-thru restaurant previously approved as part of a zoning permit approval property located at 7501 West Rawson Avenue. Do I have a motion on that matter?
So moved.
Second.
I have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? None. The vote is 5 in favor and none against. The motion passes. Item C2 is a planned development district, number 29 Wellness Center for Mark E. Carsonson, Inc. Ordinance terms and use amendment for innovative health and fitness field house building construction. Is anyone here representing the development? Okay. I believe we were going to, well, we're going to open the public hearing, and then we'll go from there, but I believe we're going to end up tabling this. Okay. Nick, do you want to read the public hearing, please?
This is a public hearing. It's a continuation, so the date is from May 3rd. Notice hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, May 3rd, 2018 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding application by Scott Cole, owner of Innovative Health and Fitness Building, LLC, applicant for approval of an ordinance to amend Section 15-3.0434 of the Unified Development Ordinance Plan Development District Number 29, for construction of a 25,500-square-foot field house building to allow additional uses as permitted uses, including but not limited to spa services, physician services, a full restaurant, child care, bar, etc., and to allow building setbacks of approximately 15 feet and 20 feet to the north and east property lines, respectively, for property located at 8800 South 102nd Street.
Okay, thank you, Nick. Joe, do you want to give us a quick highlight on this project?
Sure. In your packet materials, Alderman Danner had mentioned is the applicant, the owner of the property, is not able to be here tonight and would like to be here. So that's why he's asked that this matter be postponed again and continued at the next Plan Commission meeting. But we had previously indicated that the public hearing would be this night, so we're doing this. So staff is also recommending that no action be taken tonight. Again, what they're proposing to do is to build a field house immediately adjacent to the existing Innovative Health and Fitness Center. So that would be on the north side of the building. It'll be about a 10-foot separation between the two buildings. This building will extend close to the north property line. It will extend close to the eastern property line. The building footprint will extend a little bit further east than the current edge of the parking lot. There were some neighbors that attended at the last public hearing, if you recall. The applicant has indicated that he has continued talking to those neighbors. He thinks he's progressing well in addressing their concerns and hopes to bring that kind of information to you at the next meeting.
Okay.
So, again, staff is not recommending any action tonight, but to postpone and continue at the next Plan Commission.
Okay. Well, thank you, Nick or Joel. Do I have a motion to postpone and continue?
No, you want to reopen the public
hearing. Oh, we're going to have to reopen the public hearing. So I'd like to reopen the public hearing on this matter. Are there questions? Yes, sir.
Comments.
I need your comments. I'll need your name and address for the record, please.
Darrell Litke, 9957 West Margaret Lane, and I'm the property directly east of the proposed field house. At the last meeting, I expressed my concerns, and since then, I've met three times with Mr. Cole, and he has addressed some of those. They are keeping their dumpsters closed. They picked up the trash around the dumpsters. It's no longer flying down the road into the neighborhood whenever we have a strong west wind. There's other concerns that we still have, and I know he said he's going to work on them. When the original Innovative Health and Fitness was put up, there was supposed to be pine trees, landscaping to the east that was never done. He said he will do that. There are old growth oaks, which are going to have to be removed in their entirety or partially, that actually have their footprint on city property that's a conservancy there. And that's the only real buffer I have between my property and Innovative Health and Fitness. Now, because they're old-growth oaks, I understand he has to replace them with other trees. I don't know where that's going to take place. There's an opening down the middle of the conservancy next to the creek. Hopefully something could be put in there. We need some kind of a shield. So other than that, we're still working on it, and hopefully I can make it to the next meeting, and I'll give you feedback at that time.
Okay, thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, I'm Kathy Richa, and I live at 9956 West Margaret Lane. And my house is right next to Innovative. Since our last meeting, I've been driving around Franklin and looking for residents and commercial buildings. Nowhere can I find a commercial building within 20 feet of another residence. I did find some of the older ones, like Michelangelo's, St. Martin's Pub, and Hideaway, but those have been there for years and years, 50 years plus. The newer constructions have a buffer between residence and commercial. With that building being 20 feet away from our property lines, how are they going to put a buffer in there? I'm very concerned about that, and I'm not trying to cause issues with Scott, but I've lived there 30 years. It's my largest investment, and I don't want to see the property values drop because of that. At the last meeting, I invited all of you to come out to our neighborhood and take a look at the situation, and I'm wondering if any of you did. When did you do that?
2 weeks ago.
Because we have a very quiet neighborhood, and I have not seen any cars or people getting out of their cars and walking around.
I rode my bike. I actually do. I've been riding my bike.
Okay, you got me there.
I have been trying to ride my bike. I'm sorry.
I press all of you, and I ask that all of you stop in at our neighborhood. You can see how quiet it is, see how long our homes have been there, see the care that we take of our homes, and just please, 20 feet is too close. That's all I ask. So thank you.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions? The alderman for the area.
John Nelson, 7787 South North Cape Road, Alderman District 6. I've gotten a number of calls from residents. I'm not sure if they're here or not, about opposing this. I do agree it is 20 feet is virtually nothing. The pushback has been pretty intense. I've been out there. I lived there my entire life. I mean, I live 50 years where I've lived now. Seen it built, wasn't an issue. This is a very quiet area, very established area, and I'm just letting you know on record that the pushback is there. It's legit, and I have huge concerns moving forward if that's going to ever be satisfactory to their neighbors.
Okay, thank you. Seeing no other people wanting to come up on this issue, I'm going to keep that public hearing open. I'm going to make a motion here to postpone and continue the subject matter and public hearing to our June 12th, 2018 Plan Commission meeting. Do I have a motion on that matter?
So moved.
Second.
I have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? The motion passes. 5 in favor, none against.
Is that June 20th?
Pardon? June 1st?
Was it June 20th?
June 21st.
21st, okay.
We're going to move to item business matters D1, Jubilee Christian Family Church Preschool and Daycare Building Addition. Site plan amendment, Mr. Dietl.
Thank you. The church is proposing an addition on the south side of the building, pretty small, probably not visible at all from the road. Staff is recommending approval with a couple of conditions. One is that there be a conservation easement created for the natural resources that are just to the south of this addition. They have agreed to do that. They even submitted a draft that we haven't finished looking at yet. So that is a condition. And then the other one is that they construct some garbage dumpster enclosures for the garbage dumpsters that are out there. They don't have any enclosures. So we are recommending approval with those two changes. We do have one suggestion only. There is an existing sand playground area that's to the south of the existing building. It's pretty close to that conservation area. We suggest but not recommend that they move it because it has been there for a very long time. So that was it. Otherwise, staff was recommending approval.
Okay. Any questions on behalf of the commission? Seeing none. Got a motion here prepared. A motion to approve resolution amending the site plan for property located at 3639 West Ryan Road to allow for construction of an approximately 4,300 square foot addition to the existing Jubilee Christian Family Church preschool and daycare building. And that's the complete motion. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
I have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Against? The motion passes. Five in favor, none against. Item D2. Plan Development District Number 13, Walmart/Sam's Wholesale Club. Existing building exterior painting and new signage. Mr. Deedle.
Thank you. As you mentioned, they are asking, Walmart is asking for approval to make some changes to the exterior of the building and to their signage. Again, this is an existing building. They're not making any changes to the parking lot or doing any building additions. So staff is recommending approval with no recommendations for changes. The only thing I could mention is we toyed with the idea of suggesting, so it's on that borderline. The colors, you know, they want to change them to different kind of like gray. The earth tone we liked, you could potentially clash with some of the colors, but it's not a recommendation, and we barely decided to even bring it up, but I thought I would mention it because that's the only thing that we had a concern with.
You're considering this a minor change then?
Yep.
Okay. Any questions on behalf of the commission?
So those are those, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Those are the city development staff comments, was that color problem, and that's about the only one serious.
It was in our staff comments, but we're not making it an official suggestion.
Okay.
And the owner, they had no issues with our comments?
They didn't want to change the colors.
Okay.
And they do have to get other permits for their sign changes.
They didn't want to change their colors of what they were recommending?
The colors they were changing for the siding of the building.
Sure.
The exterior of the building.
Okay.
We were suggesting they just need it the way they want.
Are you amicable to a change?
Like I said, we brought it up in our staff comments, but we're not making it an official suggestion.
Okay. Okay.
Then my question. So my question,
Commissioner,
is there a concern with the colors? Are they going to keep the colors? Are we not going to keep the colors?
So they're changing the colors. So
you had a problem with that. You had a problem with that, and you didn't like the gray. So are we going to keep it the gray? And
yep, it's going to stay
okay.
Gray.
All right, that's what I want to know.
Commissioner Fowler.
I guess my only comment was we've had, you know, there have been issues with noise, et cetera, at Walmart, and they've always been responsible and always, every time I've worked with them when we had complaints about noise, they've been a good corporate citizen. So I think I could bend on the colors.
But they do eventually.
I know. I could bend on the colors.
Is this a major marketing change that they're trying to do? Okay. So should we allow them to work with staff to come up with a, or do what, let them do what they would like to do?
Yep.
Okay.
First.
Okay. Do I have a motion to determining the proposed amendment to be a minor amendment?
So moved.
Second.
I have a first and a second. We'll give that to Commissioner Hogan. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Against? The motion passes, 5 in favor, none against. On to D3. Oh, wait. Then we have a second part. We need a motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to amend 15-3.0418 of a Unified Development Ordinance, Planned Development District Number 13, Walmart/Sam's Wholesale Club, to allow for building exterior and signage changes with an address of 6701 South 27th Street. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
I have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Against? The motion passes, 5 in favor, none against. On to D3. D3 is declaration of a condominium final plat application, duplex conversion into two condominium units. Mr. Dietl.
Not too much to say. Again, staff is recommending approval. This is an area in this Court Grass subdivision. This area has been identified as two-family homes. It's zoned R7. Most of them are now condos. It was more even split maybe at the beginning, condos and just duplex side-by-sides. So it's not that big of a difference. Some of the adjacent units are also condos. And this, I believe, at one time was a condo and changed side-by-side. And now the new owner would like to go back to condo. So staff has no problems recommending approval.
Okay, thanks, Joe. Any questions on behalf of the commission? Seeing none, I have a motion to recommend approval of a resolution conditionally approving a condominium plat for Apollo Condominiums of Franklin at 9067 and 9069 South Cordgrass Circle East, lot 62, Prairie Grass Preserve Subdivision. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
I have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Against? The motion passes, 5 in favor, none against. Well, we've gotten through the easy stuff, and I see you guys are still here. I guess you're here all for the rock. Okay. Item C3.
We do have people here for C6.
Yeah,
C6. Oh, C6. Let's look at C6 real quick. Maybe we'll do things. Let's jump to C6, because the rock is two items, and it's going to take us a while. And then I also see one other one. Maybe we'll do that one as well. William F. Zimmerman, creation of 4 building sites for future single-family residential homes located at 8029 South 35th Street. Mr. Dietl.
Hearing of
it? Oh, there is a public hearing. Yes, there is. Nick, can you read the public hearing?
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, June 7th, 2018 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding the application by William F. Zimmerman, property owner, for approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance zoning map to remove the existing C1 Conservancy District zoning from the property located at 8029 South 35th Street.
Hearing a public, properly noticed public hearing. Mr. Dietl, do you want to give us the highlights on this?
Sure, thank you. This is just the rezoning. This came up during staff's review of the certified survey map the applicant is asking for. There is this old conservancy C1 zoning district on the property. The city had done a rezoning a long time ago to get rid of those properties. They actually took that designation away from it removed it from the ordinance, but didn't take it off the maps. So technically, it's still there. So the policy and practice has been over the years is as a project occurs in any of these properties that have that old C1 zoning, we recommend that they remove that zoning at the same time they're doing their project. The applicant has agreed to do that. That's why it's before us now, although it didn't show up at the same time as the CSM. It's because it came up in this during the staff comments, and the public hearing notice took a while to get to here.
Okay.
So staff was the one to recommend this. The applicant is agreeing to it. And again, staff is recommending approval.
Okay. Thank you. We'll open the public hearing. Are there any questions, or not questions, but comments on this matter? Yes, sir. I'll need...
Or both.
Because the owner's here, too. I'll need your name and address for the record.
John Vanderlyn, 7971 South 35th Street.
Okay, yes, sir.
So I guess my main concern about that is the length of the property, the way that I saw the drawings that were provided, is that there would be three lots and then a 60-foot road that would go back and make an L shape to the south that would then stop at the neighbor's property line that is a south, because South 36th Street ends, and then there's a property, and then Mr. Zimmerman's property begins. My main concern is that, to the best of my knowledge, starting from the south at Workman Park and through all the back, that's a very wet land property, and I believe there's actually probably some small springs back there. I've lived in that property now for probably 14 years and had a close relationship to the previous owner, so I've had plenty of access to the back of that property. And I know it's very wet and marshy back there. My concern is that not so much the property, the three lots along the front of 35th Street, but if you start to put a road or anything else more than, I'd say, 150 feet back from 35th Street, that's pretty marshy back there. And to the best of my knowledge, starting from Workman Park through the neighbor to the just north of that, then on to Mr. Zimmerman's property, and then I own two lots that are on the north edge of Mr. Zimmerman's property, I think we're going to change the drainage back there, and I'm concerned about how that's going to affect future drainage if you start to develop that property back there. Because back in the 2009 and 11, during some torrential rains, there was severe flooding in Workman Park, which affected the Imperial Heights subdivision, which at that time a bridge was put in so that water could flow out of that pond in Workman Park and then south through the, north through the neighbor's property and then onto Mr. Zimmerman's and then back behind my property. So I'm thinking if we put a road and change the topography of that lot more than 150 feet back along west of 35th Street, there are going to be drainage and potential flooding issues back there. I would like to see just those lot sizes increased and no road going in off of 35th Street to some future connection to South 36th, where it ends in Imperial Heights subdivision.
Mr. Deal, do you have any? Is there any analysis provided on this, borings, or we know that it's hydrate soils?
At the last meeting where this item was, those are the issues that come up during a certified survey map review, and that was at the last meeting, and that will be continued at the next meeting. So that they did have all the wetlands mapped by a professional organization. So there are a lot of wetlands out there. But all those wetlands are identified, will be protected by city ordinance, and shown on the certified survey maps, so any future owners know what they're getting into. If staff is recommending a road extension in that area, like I said, this will be back before the Plan Commission at its next meeting as part of this, probably back at the Plan Commission. The property owner is still working on some revisions to the certified survey map, so we'll see if they get done in time for the next meeting. But the bottom line is that we are aware of the wetlands. There are a lot. The road that was preliminarily proposed would only impact a small portion of one of the wetlands, but that was based on the location that they showed then. Like I said, he's working on the CSM some more. I don't know what changes he's making. But the Plan Commission had expressed some concerns at the last meeting, so he's working on making some changes, and we'll bring that back. Tonight, this is just getting rid of that old CS conservancy zoning, and that zoning was intended to protect streams and wetlands, except that zoning layer was very old and very inaccurate. That's why we got rid of it in the first place. And we're replacing it with the new regulations that we have now that actually require people to go out there and map all the wetlands every time they want to do a project and identify that on the certified survey. So the new information is much more accurate, reflects what's actually out there as compared to the C1 zoning, which is old and inaccurate.
I guess my biggest concern is not so much of the protection, well, obviously protection of the wetlands, but how we can prevent future flooding on either side of that property during the torrential. If you change the topography and put a road back there,